Growing Up on the Farm, a look into local agriculture, presented by Peterborough County Federation of Agriculture, also fueled by Kubota. Today we are profiling Kurt Irons of Iron Hill Farms. He spoke with our very own Paul Rellinger.
So, are you out in Norwood, is that correct?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, okay. So, if I'm hearing you right, then you have property that other people farm on, but you also have your own farmland as well.
Oh, we don't have any of our own farmland. Everything we farm is rented.
Okay.
We live on about an acre ourselves, and we had to find farmland to rent because it's cost prohibitive right now to buy.
Yeah, I'd imagine it would be. It's not cheap, that's for sure. And so when other people rent, then you actually maintain the farmland for them, kind of thing?
Yeah, so essentially, you know, we make sure to upkeep the land, constantly make improvements, and any decisions we make as to what we're going to do moving forward on the land is gone through thoroughly with the landowner so that we can make sure it's mutually beneficial.
Okay, so tell us about the farming life. I mean, for you and your family, I mean, you mentioned your parents kind of had a background in farming, but that's a pretty big decision for yourself to kind of get into that. I'm sure you took some time kind of considering that.
Well, I probably should have taken more time considering it. It was kind of a jump in with both feet decision while I did it, and luckily I had full support of my wife. Having grown up working on other people's farms and, you know, spending my summers farming with a very close family friend that, for all intents and purposes, we called uncle. There was a farming background also in my childhood, and I found, as far as your work ethic, and just as a connection to understanding where the food came from, and a lot of the motivation getting back in was to not only have my kids grow up in that environment, but also I've noticed that society's gotten very disconnected from food, and I felt it was important that someone who kind of had an understanding of the social media end of things, as well as the actual farm aspects, start putting it out there for people to understand it better.
Yeah, it really is an education process, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and when you talked about your own experience on the farm, a lot of life lessons there, right? Like give us an example. Like, I guess obviously, you know, hard work never killed anybody, for one. And I guess number two, just in terms of responsibility and that sort of thing, it must have been huge for you when you were younger.
As a kid, it's exciting because you go, oh, there's supposed to be a baby animal. I want to be the first one down to the barn and find that baby. And, you know, as you get older and into adulthood, it's still fun and exciting to go find that animal. But now you have to do all your vetting, and if something's not going well with the delivery, now you're playing maternity ward. The vet might not be immediately available, so you're playing vet as well. So you've got the expense of keeping certain meds on hand at all times, as well as understanding, you know, is there a newer medication better for that, or is there a resistance issue to this medication? Whereas as a child, it was fun to race down there, and you helped because it was all fun. And now it's still fun, but there's a lot more responsibility that comes with that as far as the husbandry of livestock.
Listen, Kurt, thank you so much. I know I pulled you away, and you're a busy guy. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you, Peter. Have a wonderful day.